The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
I have no words to express how much regret I have. Who said that about what? Stay tuned.
Wow. That's some regretful ass right there.
Is it about your milkshake consumption yesterday?
That's what I was thinking.
My two milkshakes last night. God, that's a problem.
Estimate for us the ounceage of them.
Well, I don't have any idea.
I mean, were they like...
How big is an In-N-Out milkshake? I had two of those, probably, roughly.
Wow.
I know I had one at In-N-Out, and then I had another milkshake at home.
Wow.
Which was much better. The homemade milkshake.
Wow. Mmm. In-N-Out burgers... Taking a shot to the chops over the quality of their fries.
L.A. Times food
those
reviewer.
Those who are familiar with the West Coast burger chain.
Said they're the worst fries in America, which I wouldn't agree. They're not the best to me. I think McDonald's fries are the best.
Well, they have a lifespan. The problem is of 45 seconds.
And yeah, unless you eat funky. Them immediately coming out of the fryer, it's a brick.
Right out of the fryer, it's great. But yeah. Anyway. Man, if I had a dime for every time somebody sent us this article, I'd have like 11 dimes. Charles W. Cook wrote this piece for the National Review. It's called Bad, Press. And he's an absolutely wonderful writer, but he's criticizing the nation's media. And there are a couple of key phrases and sentences I want to share with you, just not only because they're such beautifully wrought English, but because you'll so recognize this if you're into the news like most of us are. Our national press is a joke. Vain, languid, excitable, morbid, duplicitous, cheap, insular, mawkish, and possessed of a chronic self-obsession that would have made Dorian Gray blush. You got to be fairly well-read to understand that. But it rambles around the United States in neon pants, demanding congratulations for its travails. And then it quotes another thing that endeared it to me. Quotes Fawlty Towers, the brilliant Fawlty Towers, the John Cleese show after he left Monty Python. His wife asks him, "You never get it right, do you? You're either crawling all over them licking their boots or spitting poison at them like some Benzedrine puff adder."
That's me.
Oh, I absolutely love it.
That's funny.
But so he talks in general. It's a wonderful piece. We'll have a link for you at armstrongandgetty.com under hot links so you can read it yourself. But I wanted to read this part to you because it's so good. The pattern is now drearily familiar. First, a poorly attributed story will break. Say, source says Donald Trump killed Leon Trotsky back in 1940. Okay, so there's the jazzy headline. I know, this piece is just so funny. Okay, so you got the headline. Next, thousands of blue-check journalists with hundreds of millions of followers between them will send it around Twitter before they have read beyond the headline. In response to this, the cable networks will start chattering with the excuse that, well, true or not, this is going to be a big story today.
Yeah.
While the major newspapers will run stories that confirm the existence of the original claim.
That's our favorite.
But not its veracity. And if Representative Adam Schiff is awake, they will note that Democrats say this must be investigated. Which is a nice shot at Schiff. But These signal-boosting measures will be quickly followed by perspective pieces that assume the original story is true, and worse, seek to draw broader lessons from it. In the New York Times, this might be...
This is too good.
Oh, I know. It's perfect.
It's funny, but it's also 100% accurate.
Right. So the broader lessons part. In the New York Times, this might be the long history of Queens residents assassinating socialist intellectuals. In the Washington Post, toxic capitalism, how America's red hatred explains our politics today. And in the New Yorker, I've been to Mexico and was killed by a pickaxe to the head. That's a little, oh my God.
That's how
a little Trotsky information. Right,
I've actually been in the room where he was killed.
And or in Cosmopolitan, the specifics don't matter. Men are guilty of genocide. By early afternoon, the claim will be all the media are talking about, and the talking points on both sides of the political divide will have become preposterously, mind-numbingly stupid. On a hastily assembled panel, a political consultant who spends his time tweeting, "The president is a murderer. This is not normal." We'll go up against a washed-out politician trying desperately to squirm his way around the protean, "Trump didn't do this, how dare you if he did, it's actually good because Trotsky was a communist and anyway didn't Obama drone terrorists," position that he contrived in a panic in the green room.
Wow.
And finally...
That's pretty funny.
And then just when the fracas is reaching boiling point, a sober-minded observer will point out that Donald Trump wasn't actually born until 1946 and so couldn't have killed Trotsky in 1940, and everyone will wash their hands, go to bed, and move on to the next boom project. That is brilliant. That's Charles W. Cook in the National Review.
Boy, that is really good.
Oh,
I got to follow his stuff all the time.
So good.
Then.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Him and Kevin Williamson, who the Atlantic, who I quoted earlier in the day, hired then immediately fired when the readers went crazy. He's a conservative. He's a brilliant thinker. He's a brilliant writer. You might be Trotsky reincarnate. You would benefit from reading Kevin Williamson because he's just so good, and it just shows you, you know, what the quote-unquote other side is thinking. But, no, there's so much cowardice. Oh, my God, you can't stand anybody who might disagree with you.
Got some text from the text line, 415-295-KFTC, referring to various things we've said throughout the morning. If you don't know what they're talking about, am I back in 4-H? Who the blank is wearing white jeans? I agree. I've not seen a man or a woman in white jeans.
Oh, white? You have not seen a woman wearing white jeans or white pants?
Not for a very long time.
Maybe it's because I've been a white pants enthusiast since I was a young man. But, yeah, well.
Order your In-N-Out.
Maybe it's because it's February.
No, I mean years. I don't mean weeks or months. I mean years.
I will point out every time I see a woman in them for the next 6 months.
Right. Always order your In-N-Out fries well done. Didn't know that was an option.
Oh, yeah, because one of the great things about In-N-Out is you have to actually go to, like, the dark web, find out the full menu,
yeah.
Be like, oh, no, I like my burger animal style, whatever the F that is.
So
oh,
easy.
Oh, no.
I agree.
Give me the fries well done.
Some people think that's the dark web.
No, that's absurd.
You got to go down to 4chan.
This cult of personality surrounding In-N-Out has got to be dismantled.
I like In-N-Out. I love the fact that they pay more for good employees, and they're all super courteous and hardworking.
Right.
And speak English.
Right.
Speak English. I love that about In-N-Out.
Racism! Racism! You want people to speak the official language of a country.
But I do not think it's cool that you have some sort of, like, secret handshake. You got to know somebody to know what's on the menu.
Get into the secret skull society so you can actually find out what you can order.
I just don't know what that is.
Full moon tonight. Rain cloud tomorrow. Yes, sir. What size?
I don't even know what you ordered there.
Right.
Fantastic. Okay. Once again, here's the quote. I have no words to express how much regret I have.
Oh.
What am I talking about? That coming up next.
Huh.
It's a pretty interesting story. And we got a...
Donald Trump for killing Leon Trotsky.
And we have a bit of a conundrum.
Okay. How many conundra do we have? Just asking.
Wow. The plural of conundrum. It's not conundrums?
Certainly not. Certainly not. Do you listen to the news mediums? Certainly not. Please.
Gotcha.
Speaking of speaking English.
Coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-489-5600. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-489-5660 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-489-5660 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-489-5660.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. A gooey, delicious addition on the menu for the month of February. Five featured grilled cheese sandwiches, from jalapeno candied bacon to a mac and cheese grilled cheese. Vintage Public House now offers Sunday brunch with tasty brunch offerings, patio dining, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com, located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County Airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So I think the just briefly touch on this because there's a big story in the New York Times today. Another one of those stories about Trump did this or that or whatever with Russia and obstructed justice or maybe didn't, according to sources inside the White House, unnamed, blah, blah, blah. The usual that's come out however many times. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Maybe it's completely phony. Maybe it's partially true. I don't know. But I think the Mueller report is going to be so unsatisfying. I've been hoping all along that we just kind of put an end on this one way or another. But I really don't think that's what's going to happen. Like, the part of the story today is that he asked the attorney general to end the probe at some point or something. So even if Mueller comes out and says that, that's not legally proof of obstructing justice. So he's going to lay out a case where if you don't like Trump, you're going to think he was doing something he shouldn't. If you do like Trump, you'll think, well, you know, he asked, but he didn't order him. You can ask. There's no law against that.
So. And listen, you're just being disingenuous if you can't picture Donald Trump going to, you know, an acting attorney general or whomever, Comey, or saying, does that stuff have to happen? I mean, there's no collusion. There's no evidence of collusion, and it's incredibly distracting. How long is this going to go on? Is there any way to end it?
But so anyway, yeah, so Mueller will lay out all these different things that Trump either did or didn't do or whatever, and just it'll be back to the same political question we had before, which I guess is a good thing because then we'll have an election to decide it. And if you're bothered by it, get rid of him. If you're not bothered by him, maybe keep him around.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
So here's the quote. Different story now. I don't have the words to express my regret. Says a 20-year-old from Alabama who had become convinced of the righteousness of the Islamic State.
Oh, yeah, this gal.
So she duped her parents into thinking she was going on a college trip and instead took her tuition.
Yeah, I'm going to check out State U. I hear they got nice dorms. Yeah, that's where I'm going.
So she's at least with a functioning at high enough level family that she's given money to go check out a college on a trip. Mm-hmm. She took her plane ticket money and bought a plane ticket to Turkey. And that's where she headed.
Wow.
And then after being smuggled into the caliphate, having met some people, she posted a photograph on Twitter showing her gloved hands holding her American passport, bonfire soon, she promised. That was 4 years ago. Now, after being married to three different Islamic State fighters, married, I'm using finger quotes. That's, how many times have I heard this story and they keep saying that, like that's a real thing. You know how that works in the whole Muslim world, right? You say you're married to somebody so you can have, you know, they can be your sex slave while you're still being right in the eyes of God.
Sure, and you can have multiple wives. You can have a wife for an afternoon, then divorce her that evening.
Yeah. So anyway, she's...
And including teenage girls. I've married her. You sex her up for an afternoon and then dump her. But it's okay, you're right with God.
Anyway, she was married to three different Islamic State fighters, witnessed executions, like the ones she had once cheered on social media when she was watching them. Now she says she's deeply sorry and wants to return home to the United States. I don't know what I was thinking. I was 20! We all did crazy things when we were 20, didn't we?
Granted.
I had parachute pants when I was 20.
Sure!
I have no words to express the regret for that. Hey, you want regret? I had a perm. I have no words to express the regret I had for having a perm when I was 20.
Unfortunate tattoos, piercings, we all have a story. So, listen, Donald J., interestingly enough, is pressing, well, the Trump administration, our European allies, to take the ISIS fighters back to their countries. Meanwhile, we're dealing with people like this little dip-ass who, is this the gal from Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do with somebody like that? I mean, there are a couple of possibilities. She's the sort of stupid who gets the idea that, yeah, it'd be great to go, I'll be all righteous and be part of history over with ISIS. Then she gets there, realizes it's a nightmare.
It's amazing she's alive.
She's got a kid or two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's so hard because I read a story the other day about a murder. It was a terrible murder. And it became clear to me that everybody involved was as dumb as a dumb dog. Not like a smart dog you can train, but like one of those stupid dogs that just runs into things. I mean, dumb as a dumb can be. But they murdered somebody, and they have to pay for it. Now, this gal strikes me as dumb as a box of hair.
That's commonly the case, by the way, people that commit horrific crimes. That's more often than not.
Yeah. So you got this little gal Now, as far as I know, all she did was lay down with jihadis and witnessed some of the stuff that was going on, and from what I understand, quickly became pretty disillusioned with it.
Even though she's watching the beheading videos and cheering them, so I mean,
yeah, so that's
pretty weird.
Special kind of sick. So we as a country, what do we owe her as our countrywoman?
Did she actually burn her passport? I mean, I know you can get another copy, but
yeah, I don't know.
There are two women, this girl from Alabama and another one who's older, both women interviewed by the New York Times at the camp they're currently in because we haven't figured out what to do with them, as Joe said. They said they were trying to figure out how to have their passports reissued and how to win the sympathy of the two nations they scorned. The other woman is from Canada.
Camp Dumas, it's called. It's, well, it's some pronounce it differently.
This Canadian woman and this American woman. I don't have words for how much regret I have, says the older one from Canada. Who was born into a reformed Mennonite community in Ontario to an American mother and a Canadian father, and has three adult children. She's 46. This other girl,
ooh,
this other one's 24 now. She,
ooh,
left when she was 20.
Points against the older gal.
Ms. Muth, yeah, no kidding. You don't even get the whole I was 20.
Right.
Dang, you're in your 40s and got three adult. What's going on there?
Well, you're a Fruit Loop.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Yeah.
I spend too much time trying to figure out what crazy people are thinking. You can't figure
they're
out.
They're not.
You can't figure out what crazy people are thinking.
Right, yeah, yeah. They can spell it out for you.
The younger one from Alabama, she attended high school in Hoover, Alabama, and the University of Alabama at Birmingham, said she was first drawn to ISIS in high school, reading Twitter and other social media posts. Once I look back on it, I can't stress how much of a crazy idea it was, she said. Again, like she's speaking of parachute pants or a perm or a tattoo she wished she hadn't gotten.
Or she joined the Communist Party at her school for, you know, a semester.
Once I look back on it, I can't stress how much of a crazy idea it was. I can't believe it. I ruined my life. I ruined my future. You joined freaking ISIS, which a lot of people are saying is the worst group ever on Earth. They're certainly in that worst, handful of groups that have ever existed on the planet.
Right, right. Al-Qaeda says, hey, guys, a little restraint would be cool.
Literally true.
Yeah, yeah. So here's a question for you as we work through what to do with this dope. It was the stated strategy of Al-Qaeda and ISIS that, look, if we're defeated militarily and you have to melt into the woods, it's all about sneak attacks. It's all about assassinations, bombings. We'll go back to guerrilla warfare. And so a person could easily argue that she was among the most valuable assets ISIS could have had in its waning days of controlling all that territory. They had a big meeting. All right, American ISIS people. These are very tough times for us, obviously. We've lost our caliphate, but we're not going away. 1,000-year view, right? Right, yeah, we're with you. So, listen, you American people, what we need you to do is act extremely contrite and get back into your country, then do as much damage as you can to the great Satan. I mean, that's not a stretch at all.
No, it's not. In fact, it's a pretty good plan.
Honestly, if I had to bet one way or another, I think she's just a moron.
Yeah.
But the scenario I spelled out is too possible to be treated lightly.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, we've got more charges coming from McCabe. Charges, countercharges. We've got all kinds of twists in this one. And speaking of twists, another twist in the Jussie Smollett case. That'll be coming up. Oh, and I have to add something else to this. Remember the young blood infusions? Well, FDA is making a big noise about them coming up.
All on the way on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Warning, if you're buried in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies make you think that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call the debt hotline at 1-800-658-9926. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you're struggling to pay off your debt, do not let the credit card companies make you think that you have to. Call the debt hotline now for free information on how to get out of debt faster than you ever thought possible without bankruptcy. We offer a guarantee with no upfront fees, so there's no risk. For free information, call the debt hotline now. 1-800-658-9926. That's 800-658-9926. 1-800-658-9926.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Assemblyman Brian Downey is tough on illegal immigration.
As Assembly Republican leader, I led the fight to ban sanctuary cities that protect undocumented criminals.
Brian Downey opposed the liberal agenda to make it easier for the undocumented criminals to break our laws and get away with it.
Stop this politically correct nonsense.
Let's put California first and end illegal immigration. As Republican leader, Brian Downey was tough on taxes and tough on liberals.
I was 100% rated by the California Taxpayers Association. Stopped a $400 billion government takeover of health care and killed billions in new taxes and protected Proposition 13.
Brian Downey, the unanimous choice of conservatives to lead Republicans in the state assembly. Endorsed by the California Professional Firefighters. 100% rated by the California Police Chiefs Association. A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Brian Downey, Reagan Republican for State Senate. Brian Downey, he's on our side. Paid for by Brian Downey for State Senate 2019.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
How many Americans went and joined ISIS? It's a smaller number than I thought. They believe it's 59 total Americans went and joined ISIS at some point. Nearly all the American men captured alive have been repatriated in the United States. It's unclear why some of the American women and their children have not been. Nobody's talking as to why not. It's complicated. I'm sure it's complicated. It ought to vary from person to person, actually.
And those that have been repatriated, how?
I guess you just
where?
Come back.
Where? Into prison? Or are they just hanging out in their hometown?
I think you just...
wearing long sleeves so you can't see their ISIS tattoos.
Oof.
Does ISIS tattoo? I don't think they do, probably. I have breaking news, anyway. Breaking news! Breaking Supreme Court liberty-loving news! You don't have this story, do you, Marshall? Okay, it just popped up.
Go ahead.
The Supreme Court ruled unanimously today that states may not impose excessive fines, extending a bedrock constitutional protection, but here's the significance, potentially jeopardizing asset forfeiture programs that help fund police operations with property seized from criminal suspects. This is something we've been railing about for years. You're arrested for drug trafficking because you have $15,000 in cash. You say, well, I was going to buy a car. And they say, I don't think you were. You're under arrest. All right. Your money's gone, dude. You will spend months, if not years, with attorneys trying to get your money back. Same with cars, same with houses, the rest of it. Now, some of it's, you know, El Chapo stuff. You know, granted, you can probably snatch that up. I'm not bad with that. But we're not going to get too far into this, but this is a blow for liberty.
There you go.
Unanimous. So here's a question. How did it exist this long?
Right.
You couldn't get a single justice to say... I'm going to let it go. Not one of them.
They all thought, no, this is clearly wrong.
Right.
But it's been the law of the land for a long time.
Yep.
Let's get the news now with Marshall Phillips.
Well, Andrew McCabe is still out there making the rounds, stirring the political stews. While appearing on CNN's Anderson Cooper 360 last night, the former acting FBI director made another bombshell comment about President Trump when Cooper asked,
do you still believe the president could be a Russian asset?
I think it's possible. I think that's why we started our investigation. And I'm really anxious to see where Director Mueller concludes that.
I would like to be the president's press secretary,
yes.
So may I audition right now?
Right ahead.
The president is an asset to all the people of the world, Anderson.
Wow. The headline of the day, and I want to make sure everybody hears this, that whole 25th Amendment thing is not even in the book. So the big headline out of 60 Minutes that everybody was talking about, Andrew McCabe finally pointed out, because nobody's actually read the book, it wasn't even really that big a deal. I didn't even put it in the book.
Are you saying it wasn't in the book because it was so explosive he didn't have the courage to put it in the book? No, he said it was such a minor incident he didn't think it was worth it.
So then why did it come out on the 60 Minutes episode and was crafted in such a way to make us think this was the point of the book? This was the big catch.
That's the shiny lure to get you to bite. But it wasn't a real little fish, was it, big fish? No, it wasn't.
Yes.
It was a lure.
On the 25th Amendment today, McCabe backed off a little bit, telling MSNBC.
It is not something that I'm aware of he took any action to pursue. I don't know about any other meetings that included discussions of it. It was simply one thing, one topic, in the midst of a whole host of issues that we were thinking about.
Yeah, I still don't understand that.
Yep.
You don't... So I'm going to talk to you're going to talk to your wife about some vacation plans. You were thinking maybe it's time to get a new car. Do you like the color the bathroom is? Getting a divorce. What do you think of the color of my hair?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. What was that you said about a divorce?
Just in a mix of a bunch of different things that were thrown out.
I don't remember how it came up.
It's not even worth, going back to or dwelling on or saying, what did you say? It's not even, it's just a bunch of different stuff that was thrown out.
Yeah, it just came up one day. I don't really remember.
I don't understand what he's trying to say.
Can we remove the president by lining up the cabinet against him? Who's with us?
If the words ever came out of his mouth or Rosenstein's mouth or anybody's mouth, seriously, about this, it should be in the book.
Oh, yeah, clearly.
It's got to be in the book.
Well, there's no book rules.
Yeah. Way to go, Sean. Speaking of liberty.
And you led us to believe it was in the book. I mean,
yeah, I'm not so worried about that. I find it interesting that...
No, it's because I don't think it freaking happened. He didn't want it in print because it was never brought up seriously.
Well, that's true.
He can't back that up.
Right.
So he didn't want it in print.
Right. Although he does say he went to the FBI counsel to say, hey, what about the 25th Amendment? And the guy essentially laughed him out of the room.
But that's not book material. The fact that you took it seriously enough to take it up the chain.
Right. Yeah, that's significant.
Wow.
A state's attorney is recusing herself from the investigation.
So getting back to my ridiculous analogy, yeah. I met with a divorce lawyer and talked about the actual logistics of the divorce, and they thought now's not a good time. But...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And you're writing a book about your marriage?
Right.
Yeah, that is a little odd.
A state's attorney is now recusing herself from the investigation into the alleged racist attack on Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Last month in Chicago, the Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox's office said the decision was made to address potential questions of impartiality based upon familiarity with potential witnesses in the case. So she's recused herself. Meanwhile, Chicago police are looking into whether Smollett paid two brothers to stage an attack on him last month in Chicago. The brothers met with detectives and prosecutors yesterday in a grand jury hearing set for today has been called off after Smollett agreed to come in and talk with police once again.
I sense delaying tactics. Wouldn't talk to the cops for days, and the grand jury's about to meet, and he says, wait a minute, I'll talk to you. How's next Thursday for you? It's a North Korea-esque strategy.
The FDA's warning about a new movement that has people injecting the blood of someone younger than them into their bodies in an effort to look younger.
Yes.
Several companies are offering infusions of plasma, the liquid part of blood that contains antibodies and proteins that help blood clot to help people reverse aging, memory loss, and other health conditions.
Okay. There's a non-liquid part of blood?
So the idea of giving you more energy... Maybe making your brain function better. I can believe that. I don't know about reversing aging. I don't know if I ever believed that.
The FDA is saying...
Well, then great. I get all the more blood for me.
The FDA is saying, we're concerned that some patients are being preyed upon by unscrupulous actors.
As long as they hit the vein the first time.
Ew! Touting treatments from young donors as cures and remedies. Well, after the FDA issued their warning...
They just want to keep it secret from themselves.
That's right.
After the FDA issued their warning, at least one blood plasma business has closed up shop.
Is that the one in Santa Cruz?
No, it was back east.
The one in Santa Cruz is still open?
From what I understand.
If it worked, I'd do it today. I'm in. But if it doesn't do anything...
I'll give it a try, as long as it's not potentially dangerous. I hope they screen the blood a little bit, but I'm going to give it a try. Some hardy 19-year-old's blood in me? Let's try it. What harm could it do?
That's a wrap. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips. Here I'm starting Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
Because you remember, Squawky, that they did experiments with mice on this. That the mice became all rejuvenated and ran the wheel all day long and munched the cheese.
I feel like a young mouse.
Right, exactly. The results were stunning. Don't you deny me the young blood I have coming.
I believe that's what the company was touting. I'm not sure we've ever seen the actual results from those tests, sir.
Oh, you and your doubter thing, your quibbles, right? No company potentially making millions of dollars would fake data. That would be shocking.
Huh? I was actually hoping this would work.
Oh, yeah. I'm certain. I mean, I'm joking, obviously, partly, but I love the idea. Because, listen, I donated blood as a young man. I donated blood as not a young man. If I can get paid serious dollars to unleash a pint of blood now and again.
Bernie Sanders might want your blood.
And some old, yeah, he's that old. And some old bastard like myself wants that blood? Why not?
Sure. Could be a lot of pale, weak young people walking around.
They'll be fine. They'll bounce back.
I'm ready for the weekend. Got $100 in my pocket.
Pale, weak young people.
And if I sign one of them to a long-term contract they later regret, well, they should have read it.
You're just listening to The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxitril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxitril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxitril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxitril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2480. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2480. That's 800-993-2480.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane and Reading, 241-1167.
February 22nd, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy to be able to have the choices available for a completely committed healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. From the bakery and deli, vitamins and supplements, organic groceries, and organic produce. All of the best possible products at the lowest possible price. At Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This is Tracy Edwards. Join the Redding Rancheria for its 2019 Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets include dinner, awards presentations, and silent auction. Celebrate the 51 organizations who we were able to help in 2018. One organization receiving an additional gift of $10,000. All proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. So come experience the Redding Rancheria Black and White Year to Remember. Saturday, March 2nd at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Call Maria Orozco at 242-4516 for info or tickets.
A Turtle Bay membership is your ticket for 300 acres of fun. With free admission, discounts, member-only events, and new traveling exhibitions throughout the year. Plus discounts at Sheraton Reading Hotel, Mosaic Restaurant, and more. Your membership gives you year-round access for less than $8 a month for two adults and up to four kids for a full year from date of purchase. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Play, discover, learn. For more information, visit turtlebay.org.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Manage the Scorpions, Bon Jovi, Skid Row, Kiss. But I have never been through what Motley Crue put me through.
I am sick and tired of not having any fun.
This is from the new Motley Crue biopic.
Oh, Lord.
Wow. That is going to hit like thunder into the theaters.
Like Nikki Sixx assaulting his drums? Is he the drummer?
Yeah, the bass player. Motley Crue, huge.
No, that was Tommy, what's his name?
Huge for our demographic with Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson and the time period and whatnot. That was the manager there just saying, I manage Bon Jovi and the Scorpions, and I've never been put through anything like what Motley Crue has put me through.
Oh, no, I got to go. I got to watch it.
Their name's Motley Crue.
I'm guessing
right,
there was
right there.
I'm guessing there was drugs and booze and sex. That's what I'm just guessing.
With oddly placed umlauts, even though they're Americans. Very interesting. Oh, yeah, right. More on the Supreme Court ruling. Unanimous, states may not impose excessive fines, which threatens the asset forfeitures used to finance a lot of police departments, which is it's a horrible idea. I understand that a lot of cops do a lot of good with it, but the idea that we got to snatch up people's stuff or we don't have money. The only way we can fight crime is to snatch up people's stuff without a trial. The case that they ruled on, again, unanimous, came from Indiana. A guy by the name of Tyson Timms was arrested for selling 4 grams of heroin, $385 worth, to an undercover cop. He plea bargained. He was sentenced to a year of home detention and 5 years of probation. He was assessed a $1,200 in fees. But the state also seized his $42,000 Land Rover, which was bought with proceeds from an inheritance, and was worth more than four times the maximum fine for the offense.
Wow. That is uncool.
I'm sure that they said, you know, something, he made money with drugs, so all of his stuff is suspect, so we get to take it. The Indiana Supreme Court ruled that the Eighth Amendment protection from excessive fines applied only to the federal government, not the states. And I immediately thought, well, what about the 14th Amendment? Well, thank you very much. The U.S. Supreme Court long has held that the 14th Amendment, adopted after the Civil War to prevent states from infringing on individual rights, extended nearly all of its protections to all levels of government and every single man, woman, and child on the Supreme Court. Is there a child? Somebody get back to me on that. Said no.
Tiny robe.
The historical... Got to sit on a booster seat.
Got a squeaky hammer for their judge gavel.
The historical and logical case for concluding the 14th incorporates the excessive fines clause is overwhelming, Justice Ginsburg wrote, for the entire court, no dissents.
I like the coverage here. I like the legal argument. I just also like the term judge hammer. Where is judge hammer?
Judge Hammer was the band Nikki Sixx was in before he joined Motley Crue.
Oh,
they wore robes but rocked out hard.
Oh, my God.
Right.
I was the agent for Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Thomas, but nothing like Kavanaugh. So much beer.
Is the court ready to rock? They would say as they opened their shows in their white wigs and their
with this little
robes.
Judge Hammer.
Little child justice.
to know from the government is, how does this square with the 14?
And the court says, well, unconstitutional.
Your little honor.
That's funny.
Good times. Well, the show's over, folks.
I have a feeling with the success of the Queen movie that this Motley Crue movie is the first of many of these kind of things to come.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Because everybody's basically watching like a 90-minute music video of their favorite music with actors, I think. So.
You know, some of those stories, I haven't watched the Queen movie because I'm a pain and stubborn. And I figure I saw Queen plenty, and I don't
know. A lot of reviewers hated it.
So. Yeah, I just don't
know.
You
saw Queen live? I don't think I ever saw Queen live.
No, I've never sat in the audience seeing them. I've sat through many, many performances on video and stuff like that. Which would be the same thing as going to the movie. I don't really need a fictionalized account of their rise. I don't think, but I haven't seen the movie.
How about Motley Crue?
On the other hand, there are plenty of... No, it's I not definitely have no interest in that.
It's not a good movie?
It's perfectly enjoyable, but it's if McDonald's all of a sudden was a finalist for the Best Hamburger in America award, people who, like chefs, would be, no, what are you talking about?
Right.
Like, I get it's popular and it's fine and it's... Don't avoid seeing the movie, but I don't think it rises to the level of award-worthy.
Okay, but there are...
Is it up for Best Picture?
Yeah.
Up for Best Picture for the Oscars Sunday night.
Yeah, no, that's amazing to me. But again, I haven't seen it. There are some stories from the world of rock and roll that I think are definitely worth telling, and telling accurately, unlike the Queen movie from what I've read. Just because you got, like, the Guns N' Roses story. I might be tempted to see that, because they were exactly what they claimed to be. They were drug-addicted, penniless, straight people. I mean, like, the shoe-scraping people who got together in a crappy little rented shed to, you know, play loud, nasty rock and roll. Happens that several of them were absolutely brilliant musicians. And they unleashed, you know, one of the great hard rock albums ever. And the shock to your system going from, you know, sleeping in somebody's garage to being... I mean, that'd be an interesting story to tell, I'll bet. But I'll wait till it's on cable.
Probably a lot of drugs and booze and sex.
Oh, I hope not. I certainly hope not. Final thoughts with
A&G. Yeah! And so much long hair. There'll be lots of long hair.
That was Judge Hammer right there.
Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Oh, for goodness sakes, finally it's over. Let's get a final thought from everybody, huh? Michelangelo, what's your final thought?
All right, guys, I'll try and get through this. This is a true story. My mom and I were at an In-N-Out, and she was supposed to order my fries animal style. She ordered them doggy style. And the kid, and she's very conservative, and the kid started laughing through the loudspeaker.
Irma Gerd. I'm sorry to say somebody has to follow that, and that will be Newsman Marshall Phillips. Marshall?
I gotta tell you, today's news has given me an idea for an entrepreneurial enterprise. I'm going to run out this afternoon. I'm going to load up on big gulps. I'm going to freeze them and then sell them out of the trunk of my car. Or perhaps the internet after the state makes them illegal.
Black market big gulps.
Yes. Love it. Positive Sean, your final thought.
Yes, for the first time in nearly 100 years, 94 to be exact, Beijing's Forbidden City was open to the public at night. It was the home to dynastic emperors, and it's said now to be haunted. So beware if you're one of the visitors.
I'd like to go there.
Jack, do you have a final thought you'd like to share?
I don't know what I got to do to hit bottom to get control over this. I had two milkshakes last night. I shouldn't have a milkshake ever. And I had two milkshakes last night. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe when I can't walk anymore, maybe at that point I'll stop. I don't know.
Wow, when you're on the Learning Channel.
Yeah.
Yeah. My final thought is getting back to the Supreme Court case that's made me so happy. When there's a unanimous Supreme Court decision overturning a circuit court decision, shouldn't you toss out those judges?
God dang it.
Or shouldn't you put them on super judge probation or something? Make them go back to law school for 6 months? Yes.
When Sotomayor agrees with Judge Thomas,
right?
I mean, when they all agree, they're completely different views of the world. They all think, no, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, those lower courts have got to go.
Ginsburg and Alito both say, that's bull-ass. Yeah, that's not good.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
Hey, go to armstrongandgetty.com. Under hot links, you'll find the links to the stories we talked about, that great piece by Charles Cook. Click it, read it.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What? Bye-bye.
Oh, all this talk of a dumpster fire, it's just fake news.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.